One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble. Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse Podcast Takeover is still going on. So that means we're out in the desert still. We're cooking our little butts off. We're talking about all the Smosh Summer Games dramatic moments that have happened in the past. And let me just get right into the podcast. I'm just going to shut up right now. So they said we couldn't meet Obama, but we can meet Joe Biden. We were just like, nah.
Never go to bed angry. If you're about to go to bed angry with each other, just end the night with some light dueling.
Person had to pick another player and suck one of their toes. It's funny because I got the punishment, but really it was Courtney that had to endure it.
Oh, God. There's too many dudes in Smosh Summer Games.
It's a sausage fest, let's just say it.
Well, you know, during the summer, you got to barbecue,
you got to whip out the sausages.
Yeah, you got to whip out the sausage. We're camping.
All right, I need to move on from this. This is getting a little weird.
This is gonna be about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I'll flash you at 10.
All right, flash me. Okay.
I want them to go away.
Nope.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Smoshcast. It's a special Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse. I am joined by my two apocalyptic friends here. Joven, the Jovenshire, the Paranormal Pirate, the Ovenshire, the Joshua Ovenshire, just all around dumbass Joven.
I really wanted 50 minutes of just that.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Did I cover all the names?
Probably. We got the Paranormal Pirate, yeah. The Sexy Shire, you missed that one.
No, I missed that one on purpose.
Okay.
And I'm also joined by the Dave. I have never really said your name before.
Shouldn't.
David.
No.
Is it Dave
do
or
not
David?
Speak,
I don't
do
know.
Not speak my mortal
I'm sorry.
name.
Sorry.
Only Laser Corn.
The Laser Corn.
Lord of the Streak.
The corn to the Ian corn.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true. The corn to your Ian.
The ship that will never die.
Yeah, the ship that cannot
Can't
be sunk.
Can't die, won't die.
You cannot be sunk.
Yeah. I'm very sorry for anyone listening and not viewing this because you cannot see that my nipples are out, which they very much are.
Yeah, no, they are. It's like so, like you're like the last person that would ever cut nipple holes out of their shirt. And yet here we are. Just nipples exposed.
I felt that I needed their power for this competition.
Yeah. Did you feel like you needed them to get a little more sun? Like you want to tan your nipples?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like my nipples could be a little bit darker. Darken those nipples up. Nipple tan.
Just flash forward 2 years. You're sitting there at a doctor's office. It's like, it's strange. We've never seen this before, but you were the first case of nipple cancer.
Yeah, it's never happened before. What about like...
I'm pretty sure they just call that breast cancer and a lot of people
ouch.
Get that.
But that's when it's inside of...
I mean, it's part of the membrane. So a lot
it's
of people,
of
like
the
when they
pretty
get
insane.
Like breast cancer, they have to get the well, nipple taken off as well.
Wow. Here's the thing. You can still tan if you put on the sunscreen that protects you, right? So what if I invented some sort of device that covered the rest of you, but only tanned your nipples?
Yeah, they're called peekaboo bras.
Just get a...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's for, you know...
It's kinky stuff.
I was thinking for breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah, I guess for breast... Ryan, back to some of this. This is going to sound creepy, but you have a wife that is breastfed before.
Yep.
Wait, but so have you.
Yeah.
So you should know this. Do they make bras with like the hole cut out for the nipple so you could just like poke a little nip through and
they do.
feed
so
the
yeah,
kid.
It's like a little latch.
I don't know if that's how she did it, though, but that's kind of optional.
Did you always just look away whenever she exposed her breast? And you're like,
she would,
God.
She would usually go. So if we were at the mall or something, she would go to the little parents area in the mall and do that. And I would just hang out and like play video games. And like she did. She did the pumping thing. She was big into pumping. So a lot of times she would just have a bottle full of already breast milk there.
Already breast milk?
Yeah.
I can't wait her brand. To start fatherhood just to start getting advice from Lasercorn like this.
I don't think...
it's just like broken English and some like half-true...
My English isn't broken.
Well, no, it's not that you're broken. Like, you like almost stutter your sentences when you're talking about like stuff sometimes about like parenthood.
I don't stutter. I don't have a stutter. You, sir, can't even use the right words in a sentence. How dare you?
No, I'm dyslexic. Are you really going to make fun of my mental disabilities here?
No.
Is it dyslexia? Sometimes. Or is it you just can't see the keys on your phone?
Well, both of those are different things.
Okay. Yeah. I am
I have
astonished.
A lot of ailments.
Yeah, so if you guys don't follow Jovan on the socials, and you should, it's really entertaining because...
Not if you're triggered by typos, though.
Yeah. I like how, like... I feel like half your comments on any of your like photos are people just making fun of your caption.
Mm-hmm. I call that engagement.
Yeah. I should start doing that. Yeah. I should start doing that. My engagement's shit. So yeah, and I get so weirded out when I see you made a post that has zero typos. I'm like, okay, who wrote this for Joe?
No, I get freaked out too. I have to like double check my corrected spelling stuff or correctly spelled stuff because I'm like, no. One of these is wrong. One of these is not like the other.
It's very out of... It's off-brand for you, and I don't think you should do it anymore. I think it really clashes with your brand.
Yeah.
But you're really dyslexic?
So I'm a little dyslexic, yes, and, like, it almost gets triggered because of the blind spots in my eyes, because, like, I won't see, like, the complete word.
Yeah.
And so my brain will try to fill in the gaps, but then, like, sometimes, like, switch the words around, or sometimes in some cases, like, actual words will switch together.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
Jamie Lannister is dyslexic, so you're in good company.
Yeah, no, it's something that can be overcome.
Well, Jamie Lannister never had to write an Instagram post.
That's true.
And
I
he's
would
also
follow his Insta,
hand.
Though.
Has he ever had to, like, read or write anything in that show? I'm pretty sure he just stabbed people.
No, Tywin makes him read a letter.
Oh.
They're in the tent. He makes him read. And he struggles through it.
Wait, is the actor, like, dyslexic? Or
no,
is the character?
The character is dyslexic.
Oh, why is that a detail?
What? Because it adds character depth.
Oh.
In the book, Tywin's talking, and he's like, Jamie almost couldn't read. He had the letters get turned around in his mind, but I made him do it or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is the third week of Smosh Summer Games. Guys, we are deep into it.
Deep.
As you can see, my...
Balls deep in Summer Games.
Please don't describe it as balls deep.
Why? You said we're deep. You set me up for it.
I just don't want to... Because now I'm like picturing like half of the Smosh Summer Games sign like penetrating the other side of the Smosh Summer Games. It's a strange... I don't know why that popped in.
And we're all there.
It's... I mean, that mushroom cloud is kind of like...
Nope.
Anyway, so yeah, as you can see, if you guys are watching on YouTube, I am covered in silver splatter. I'm assuming that one has already came out, but if it hasn't, and if you haven't seen the video, you should go and find it and watch it right now. It's good stuff.
It's got some miracle moments.
Punishment archery. Bow. Yeah. Punishment zombie, crossbow. Zombie.
Zombie celebrity
shootout. It's going to be a good clickbaity title. You guys will see it.
Yeah. We shoot Bob Ross.
Yeah. Yeah, he had it coming.
What?
What?
You had something against Bob Ross?
Yeah.
What?
With his calm voice and his happy little trees, he's
it
hiding
really
something.
It really is the opposite of what Lasercorn is, so he wouldn't trust that.
I don't trust a man that just is always that calm.
Have you seen like the military photo of Bob Ross?
No. There's
it's
a military
like,
photo?
He looks like a badass.
He has like no hair.
Mm-hmm.
He has like the crew cut, mm-hmm. and he looks like a completely different person.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was Mr. Rogers' thing too, right? He was in the military, and then he's like, "I just don't want to be mean anymore."
Oh, well, that wasn't he a sniper? Or was that a rumor?
No, I think
that's true. Yeah,
I don't know. Someone on the internet, look it up and leave it in the comments.
Mr. Rogers has probably killed more people than
Jesus.
No, he's definitely killed more people than any of the people involved in Smosh. Combined, I would hope
we
so.
We don't know.
We don't know that.
You heard it here first.
Lasercorn.
Mr. Rogers is a ruthless killing machine. Ian said it, not me. I think he's a wonderful human being.
Him you like. Yeah. But Bob Ross is a no-go.
That's correct.
Okay.
Hmm. It's funny where you draw the line. Yeah. Or should you say draw the happy tree?
Yeah. No, I don't there's something behind that tree. Clown with a knife.
So Smosh Games, man. You guys have been in Smosh Games mm-hmm. since the inception of
since
it.
Since the yeah. 80-hour work weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys remember like when you guys started, we were doing two videos a day.
Yeah,
that was
awful.
A stupid idea. Why did we think that was a good idea?
I mean, that was like a kind of a Defy initiative. Yeah. I won't take blame
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because over at Clever, we were doing like two videos a day. And right. so we're like, when we were doing Clever Games, and we're like, oh, we'll do that for Smosh Games. But the videos we were doing were like, hey, look, there's a new character announced in Borderlands. Let's take a look at him. And then the next one would be like, here's how to get a secret costume in the new Spider-Man game. Yeah. And it was much less involved.
No, it's right. the same yeah. thing as doing a backseat gamer and a dope or nope in the same day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, when you had to come over to Smosh Games, you had to actually make quality content.
What was your least
Ooh,
favorite show?
Our content was quality.
Oh, my least favorite show yeah. on Smosh Games?
What was your least favorite show?
Gosh, they're all so bad. Well, of like the first batch, I'm trying to think of like there's probably something that I really didn't like and I just forgot what
it was.
You
probably hated Sagnut.
Sagnut. What did Sagnut stand for again?
Smosh Action Games News Update today.
It was a great
fist pound.
Yeah. It was a great title. Like that was one thing that we murdered out the gate. Smosh Games. Yeah. We had the best titles for things. Game Bang.
Game Bang was great. Raging Bonus.
Raging Bonus.
Dope or Nope. Dope or which nope. which we came up with, and then later on, I'm just gonna say it, Matthias from like he had like a big YouTube channel, then he did these other sort of channels. Mm-hmm. He started a channel called Dope or Nope.
Let's sue him. Let's sue his balls off right now.
There was
lawyers.
Get me my lawyer.
Very early on, someone shared with us a review of a car. It was a highly ranked like a good publication of a review of a new Mazda or something. And the guy, the writer of the article was talking about how his son was a big fan of this this video game show called Dope or Nope. So he's like, I'm going to do it in the same format like those guys do.
Oh, that's wow. funny.
We inspired.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, we had all the best names.
Top 5 Friday.
I always wanted Top 5 Friday on Saturday.
Wait, that eventually happened, and I was so angry
yeah,
about
but
it.
Like, but we didn't call it that, did we?
It was just changed to Top 5.
Yeah, it was just called Top 5.
Top 5 Ooh. Blank.
But I really wanted to call it Top 5 Friday on Saturday.
I forgot about Raging Bonus.
Raging Bonus. Yeah, it's just whatever we want to
do. And then obviously, Gamer Nation.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Gamer Nation.
Gamer Nation was a terrible idea, let's be honest.
Well, look, it was a gaming news show. Yeah. You can only make a gaming news show so interesting. So you guys decided, well, what'll make this quirky and Smosh-like? Let's add this annoying robot.
Smoshbot!
Dude, don't Smoshbot. Yeah, don't diss Smoshbot.
The biggest regret we have is that Smoshbot isn't around anywhere.
Yeah. Do you know whose idea Smoshbot was? So basically, like, Smoshbot was this, like, this robot, this sad robot that was having, like, an existential crisis. Yeah.
It just wanted to die. It hated us completely.
He had zero limbs. He was just the TV with a sad face, and he just wanted to die.
He hated us for creating him, and he also hated his life in existence. Yes.
The crew hated us for making him. Yeah. It was great.
He was constantly falling apart.
Did we ever kill him off?
Well, not on camera. The production manager,
Jeffy just
I think,
threw away eventually.
Oh my god!
Like, with like anger, he just threw it away.
Yeah. He upset a lot of people at the office. Smoshbot. Yeah.
And then what happened was Boston Dynamics went through our trash.
Yeah,
and they stole him and created a better prototype from his bones.
Did we bring Smoshbot back for when we started doing the? The SGA channel, we started doing like old episodes. We didn't do old episodes. We did old shows again. And did we have Smoshbot as a?
I think we had some kind of reprisal of the Smoshbot.
That he was like introducing stuff.
Yeah. By the way, can I take this opportunity to apologize for Smosh Games Alliance? Because that was definitely a Defy idea. That was not our idea.
Okay, yeah,
anything about starting a network. We make videos. And they're like, you have to do it.
That Smosh Games Alliance was the grossest money grab that Defy tried to do.
Yeah, we hated it.
They kind of forced it upon us. And we made the most that we could. We tried to turn it. So basically, Defy was like, oh, this MCN thing. Yeah. This is great. All we have to do is just
rope in. It was an MCN inside another MCN.
Yeah. They're like, all we have to do is just rope in a bunch of like... people that don't know any better, and we'll take a percentage of their ad revenue. This will be great.
We had to watch so many videos to come up with the clip show, but then the ones we'd always wind up picking, unfortunately, were like they weren't in the MCN, but there wasn't any organization to the program, so we didn't know who was in or not.
There was no way for us to like check and see who was in. So when people would tweet us videos that are like, "Hey, put this on Smosh Games Alliance," they're like, "Is he in the alliance? I don't know."
Do you remember the name of the guy that we always liked?
Blasphemous. Yeah,
Blasphemous.
He's over a million now.
Is he?
Yeah.
We started that. Blasphemous. If you haven't seen his YouTube channel, go check it out.
Check out Blasphemous.
Tell him that we made him.
Good. Yeah, he always says titty sprinkles. He's awesome. Yeah, I love that dude.
Sounds like we raised a monster. Yeah.
What? No, he's phenomenal.
Yes.
An awesome monster.
So Smosh Games Alliance, we had an MCN forced upon us, and we tried to make the most of it. We're like, okay, it can't just be an MCN. We have to use this as a way to raise these sort of smaller creators up, give a platform to basically showcase other people's talents, and then grow them, and then maybe
in theory is great.
It was a nice idea, but there was no like selection process. Literally, you could just submit your channel, and I think you got accepted. And it wasn't the best thing ever, and it could have been done better, but it was forced upon us, and we made the most of
it. I remember, and it was kind of a weird... It was after like a VidCon or Wizard World or some kind of convention where like an angry fan went up to Matt Robb and was like, I want answers about the Smosh Games Alliance, and when are we going to get paid? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, we were still a part of Defy, so it was like before we could bash on Defy too openly, but it's like it wasn't on us. Like, there was literally one person working on that whole project.
Whoever actually created the MCN and the network and the back end of it didn't communicate with us at all. Yeah. I, to this day, don't know who this person
was. We've kind of just transitioned. Are we allowed to, like, crap on a Smosh project this much? Are we allowed to do that?
It was a Defy project.
I'd say I'd put this on Defy.
Yeah, it had our name, but not our
Probably
stamp of approval.
I think it was something that somebody in the high up said, let's do this. They're going to do it. All right, do it right now. And then the actual people that had to work on it were like, well, this doesn't work. And then the higher ups would be like, well, too bad. Just make it work. Just whatever. We'll give you a guy. We'll give you a guy that'll just take care of everything. And then there's probably thousands of people that signed up. And then this background guy's like, wait, so I have to
manage? And I remember that guy was also still had like his other job at the company too. So he just like was drowning under it.
Yeah. Redonkulous.
Let's talk about happier things. Let's talk about the games.
Let's talk about the worst Smosh Games punishments.
Oh, okay.
Oh, worst punishments?
The summer games and winter games or just in general?
Let's talk about summer games.
Okay, summer games, the worst summer games punishment. Butt Sunday. I don't know if I ever got a Butt Sunday. Oh, I did at Wild West. Like, it's just sticky and sugary. And like, you're just out around bugs. And now they just all want to go towards your ass.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not good.
But your ass must have been delicious. Right?
Yes.
Did you taste the butt sundae?
No.
Did you get a spoon?
I could assume. I know what whipped cream tastes like. I know what chocolate sauce tastes like. I know what ice cream tastes like.
But you've never eaten it out of your own butt before.
I have not. And I would like that to go on record, too. Yeah. May we just confirm that.
Yeah, mine, Courtney waxed me during the archery. That was unpleasant. That was my first ever waxing.
Oh, well,
yeah, my legs. And I don't know if we can get a shot of this. I have very hairy legs. There's a lot to be waxed. And a lot of hair came off. It looked like someone had ripped the fur off a small squirrel. And
Too descriptive.
It was not pleasant. It was not pleasant, but thankfully it was over quickly.
I think one of the worst punishments may have come this year, and dear God, I hope it comes out before this podcast. And it's funny because I got the punishment, but really it was Courtney that had to endure it.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay, Joe, and if you guys were watching, I believe the travel vlog, you were saying how excited you were.
I, like, from the travel vlog, even before that, when these ideas were told to us, I was like, that's the one I'm going to get.
What's the punishment?
So the punishment was called, like, I think they're, like, a dystopian. I feel like there was another word in front of it, but it was,
something.
The pun something was the like play on suck, word with toe.
Suck, right?
Suck, dystopia. Yeah.
And so suckia.
Person had to pick another player and suck one of their toes. And I just knew, because I know what works on camera. I know what those moments are going to be. So I the moment I heard it, I was like, I'm going to get that. That's what I'm going to get. I said it like maybe 100 times. If you don't believe in the secret,
you were way,
rethink it.
You were way too excited
because you had to make it real.
Suck toe.
Like, if you're going to do something, like, you need to make it real in your head. And that's what happened. Like, it even got to the point where if you watch carefully, and I don't know how it got edited because we're still filming, but I pull it out and Matt Rob's next to me. And I even kind of look at him to kind of think like, dude, do we fake it? And do I just say that I got it?
Are you telling me that you willed it into existence?
Yes, I wasted a wish on this.
Yeah.
And we kind of have a look back and forth because we know you got to make a video good. But then I unfold it and just I look back at him and the shock in his eyes made me laugh because I actually got the dystopian.
It's
like,
did not fake
I've been
that.
Talking about it for like weeks and I was like, I got it. I finally got it.
Not only talking about it, he's been on WikiFeet looking for who in the cast has the best feet
and
scores.
And that is why I
he's
had
like,
to avoid
what
Mari.
What toe am I going to suck?
Mari's got some ugly feet. I don't have like a foot thing. It's not my thing, but like I know what's funny.
Yes, he does.
I know I love shock comedy. I'm all about it. Sometimes with actual shock collars. And this was just I knew it was gonna be funny. And the fact that I had already
sucked that toe for like a minute straight.
I bounced around with it.
Felt like a minute.
Yeah.
Because we did not like to watch that.
Yeah.
We felt.
How do you think Courtney felt? There might be a conversation when we get back where I'm not allowed to be in videos with her, and I partly understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, we did it. We did it for the video, and it was hilarious, I think.
How did the toe taste?
It was uncomfortable.
Well, so there's a trick to it. Like, I've done some pretty disgusting things in my career just on Smosh alone.
It's not the first thing you sucked for a job?
Yeah. So, there's things you can do to make it not as bad for you. Like, I don't think her toe got any tongue. So, it was, like, a whole lot of saliva and lip. And, it really wasn't too bad for me till afterwards. I was, like, you can feel like there was dirt. Like, her feet are dirty. We're walking around in the desert, and there's sweat, and there's everything. So, it's not good. But, it was definitely worse for her than me.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to turn it off in your brain and just barrel forward.
Yeah, I think I might have just taken the point loss on that one. I don't want to suck anyone's feet on camera.
Yeah, that's...
On camera. He specifically said on camera,
but no,
people.
Well, in general.
I kept watching everyone's punishment. I'm like, gosh, some of these are really bad. I'm glad I didn't get them. And then mine wasn't like too bad. It didn't.
Which one was yours? You had the...
I had the witness me. The spray
me. I was actually worried about that one.
That's why I got all the silver all over me.
Because we'd done that in the office... a while ago, and I don't know if it was the same stuff this time as it was then, it was, like, nasty.
They gave you real paint.
Oh.
They were trying to kill you.
That makes
sense.
Well,
it was... They gave it... You did it right out of the aerosol can. I don't know if it was real paint or not, but it was definitely much more unpleasant than the stuff you were using.
First time mine wasn't that bad.
Yeah, they specifically didn't use the can again because I tried it once, and I did it, and it, like, everything burned afterwards. Like, my tongue and throat.
Yeah, that might have just been paint.
Yeah.
You might have just sprayed paint into your mouth.
Yeah, it was. I didn't like it.
Which explains me getting cancer in my mouth.
Well, here's the thing: is I did it for like an Instagram video or something, and I got through it. I'm like, witness me, and then immediately after, I was like, oh. What was your worst punishment, Ian? So far,
I feel like I've never really gotten a really terrible punishment. I think I had like wasabi. I had to like eat some wasabi paste.
Mm. Was that in Summer Games or in general?
I think it was
because if we open it to everything, you ever have like a moment that it was like, maybe I don't need to do these anymore.
I mean, for one of the punishments, it was the I don't think it was the Game Bang 272, which was like our big like fake celebration of like, oh my god, it's our 272nd.
272. Like,
everyone was like, why 272? We're like, just cause.
It's like, why? Because
it's an important number.
We don't
want to
do 273. Yeah. That's why.
But it was a big tournament that we did. You remember when we brought like everyone together?
Everyone came back for it. Yeah.
I think that might have been 272. Yeah. The lowest four people had to eat habanero peppers and sing karaoke. I want to say.
Was that for that? That might have been for that. I don't know. Yeah,
whatever it was that I ate, because obviously we've done habanero peppers several times.
I have a strict no peppers rule anymore because it shuts me down afterwards.
Yeah,
it causes tummy troubles.
For some reason, this time I was like, okay, like I did it, and it was like normal. Obviously it sucks in your mouth and everything, but then on the drive home, like an hour later, all of a sudden I just started getting the worst stomach cramps, and I thought I was gonna like shit my pants. Like, it's like in the car, and
of course,
like,
it's LA, so it's like an hour to get to home.
Yeah, luckily it was like 10 minutes from my house, so I was just strangely like twisted in my car. I was like, okay, I can make it. I can make it.
Good for you.
I like how in this recreation you're still on your phone, even though you're twisting like this. You're
no,
like,
that was, no, no, this is me holding on to my little tiny wheel, because apparently I drive a Power Wheels to work.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think, though, and it's funny because we did mention this on the way up, is this thing that we've kind of blocked from our memory. The absolute worst punishment that we've ever done that should not have been done in the first place, should not have been filmed, and definitely should probably get taken down, is the Dragon City Skinemax video.
Oh no, that's amazing. Are you kidding me?
No, that needs to get taken down. It is wildly inappropriate. No, none of us can join office
now. No, you're just embarrassed. We rewatched that on the drive up here, and I still found it hilarious. It's okay. And this is the weird part. That was a brand deal.
That was a brand deal.
And
how did we get away with that?
I don't know, because I think was it like a weird like foreign company that was just
maybe.
Sure.
It's a Chinese company that makes Dragon City. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the pitch was, we're gonna have like these battles, and everyone is like in these like really elaborate like dragon costumes and makeup, but the losers, because in the game you could like have dragons mate and make a baby, so the losers had to do a full on like mating scene, and it was like a dragon sex scene. All my scale, what do they call like furry people but they're into dragons?
Scalies? I don't know.
I didn't know that was
such a thing.
All my dragon kin out there probably really dug it, you know?
Or like were offended because we didn't respect it.
Yeah.
The last shot of it is kind of awesome, with like our wings opening apart, and then there's Mario reveals the baby. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you guys all doing your dragon mating, it was very beautifully shot.
Yeah.
And
it was sensual.
And you can see like Anthony and I are just like kind of like awkwardly standing behind it all, like, what the hell is going on?
What do we say?
Yeah. It was definitely the strangest brand deal. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's the top two cringiest videos for me that I've done that, if they went off the internet, I'd be happy.
The Sonic video.
Oh, no, awesome. Sonic wasn't even that word. It's,
that was pretty cringy.
If I can get rid of the Emma Watson.
Oh, Emma Watson.
Emma Watson video. If I can get rid of that, I'd be happy.
You got to talk to Emma Watson.
That was great. It was the rap. I can't.
Yeah, what was the rap again?
I don't know. I blacked out.
It was better than the West rap.
Yeah, but anything's better than the West rap. I think we also mentioned the West Rap in the podcast with
you got to bring Matt up Robin. The West Rap.
Like, yeah, that's a pinnacle moment.
We haven't mentioned it at Summer Games yet. We haven't actually like brought it up in a video, and I don't know if there's going to be a rule about us not mentioning it for the belly flop at the end of the month, because we're doing the belly flop competition, guys. So make sure you stick
I'll
around
just
for that.
Mention it before the belly flop competition.
I think we should. I don't know, man.
I think the joke has had its time.
I think that ship right. sailed.
Yeah. Okay, we can let it die.
Please.
Well, let's roll it one more time.
we'll probably bring it up. We'll probably bring it up. But now that I'm on Wes's team, I don't know if I want to mess with his head like that.
You know? Don't get into his head.
I don't want to Wes with his head. Yeah. I'm excited to see what he brings because we think that he's been training this whole year.
He's almost died in a belly flop incident. His belly flops have been more flips than flops.
yep. They've always been... He tries.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
It's one of those things where, like, in your head, you could see it, but your head doesn't tell you, no, we can't do that.
Yeah. He's got the American confidence. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I could do that.
Barrel forward!
The confidence with no real reason behind it.
Yeah, just exactly. Like,
there's no reason to believe I should be able to do this, but I do believe it.
That's the American way.
Yeah.
Because, like,
we call that manifest destiny.
And you're
I don't
canceled.
Know words.
All right.
yeah. But this one's been fun so far. Like, yeah. it's we've got Kimmy here, which is actually kind of cool. We've got like just new energy. Yeah. I told her afterwards, I was like, "You were in the crosshairs." I felt like it was too soon to like make you think I was the weird one.
Oh, were you thinking about sucking her toe?
I was thinking about it. I was like, "How yeah. like way
I wanted,
to get you?"
I tried to throw Kimmy into the fire right there because we were all talking about like, whose toe you suck, and I just instinctively stepped forward and I was like. I volunteer's tribute, but then after everyone thought that would be a bad idea, then I was like, Kimmy.
Now she knows that like she got her free one, and she doesn't know when I'm gonna get her.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you gave her a pass on that one. That's nice of you.
Yeah, I'm still hoping we could break Kimmy by the end of Summer Games.
This is her first and last Summer Games.
She's got to be broken down to be built up. You know, that's how it always works. Have you seen Whiplash?
That guy was such a jerk.
We got to Whiplash Kimmy.
Yeah.
So over the different games, you had Shane had his first Summer Games where he was a ref. You had Damien, his first Summer Games was Wes, and now Kimmy gets this one as her first like appearance in Summer Games. So, you know, they're keeping the
keeping
it strong.
There's just too many dudes. There's too many dudes in Smosh Summer Games.
Too many dudes.
Smosh Games is a
sausage.
Mix
the Summer
it up a
Games
little bit.
It's a sausage fest. Let's just say it.
Well, you know, during the summer you got a barbecue,
you got to whip out the sausages.
Yeah, you got to whip out the sausage. We're canceled.
All right, I need to move on from this. This is getting a little weird. Start talking about sausages. I mean, it's making me hungry. Right?
The food's been great. The food has been great. This is probably the best year for food we've had so far.
Oh, man, the food spread was stellar. Yeah. Gosh, they just had everything. Like, that's the funny thing about the caterers up here in Barstow.
They go ham. Without even having ham.
Yeah.
Did you see those potatoes?
The potatoes were the size of footballs, every single one.
Yeah.
They were all individually wrapped in foil. And it's like you see a bunch of huge potatoes. You're like, okay, I'm going to search for a small one. And you couldn't find one.
No small potatoes here.
Gigantic.
Yeah, that's from the radiation from the nuclear test that they do out here.
Oh.
The Barstow nuclear tests.
That's right.
Now
all their potatoes are giant, and they may give you superpowers or cancer. It's a coin flip.
Whichever one comes first.
Yeah. Maybe cancer is a superpower. We don't know.
I've seen Chernobyl. Yeah. Not a lot of people flying around.
That's true.
I couldn't do Chernobyl.
What?
I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's depressing.
It's just too sad. And you like you watch the first episode and you just know like this isn't gonna go well for anyone. Yeah. I'm good.
I think it was described best. Somebody was like, "It's gooey." I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty gooey."
Yeah.
And I think around episode 3 gets pretty gooey.
Yep. Didn't make it that far.
It's really well made. Apparently Russia's working on their own.
Where an American, I heard about this, where an American spy blows up the
thing.
Yeah, that's their
Seriously?
Angle on it. Yeah, that's
so dumb.
That it was American sabotage.
We don't know that didn't happen.
Not Russian incompetence.
Yeah, of course not.
They've got like some good scientists, right? They got a guy that made Tetris. They got smart people.
Yeah, but even smart people can do stupid stuff.
Yeah, I'm aware. Right. Yeah. Do it all the time.
And also, it wasn't. They cheaped out on the rods or whatever, and those were like the That's what they said in the show anyway, and that was like a bureaucratic decision, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was scientists. It was the fatal flaw because they went with a cheaper alternative, apparently.
The graphite.
Tips, yeah, instead the tips of the were boron. Graphite.
So I feel like there's just some things you don't skimp out on, like toilet paper and, you know, nuclear reactors.
Fission.
Yeah, nuclear control rod.
Like those ones, you get the name brand.
Yeah.
You got Costco brand.
The Kirkland rods. The Kirkland of nuclear reactors. Yeah.
I think when it comes to, you know, large governments like that, the people that are writing the checks and making the decisions aren't the scientists.
Yeah.
So the scientist is like, hey, we shouldn't do that. And they're like, but it's cheaper this way.
Yeah.
So why would it not explode?
Yeah. Do your job and shut up.
Just don't put all the control rods in at the same time. And it'd be okay. Like, when is that ever going to happen?
It's never going to happen.
It's fine. Graphite tips. Who knows? Like, this accent's getting worse. I'm just going to stop.
I'm digging it. I don't know what it is
anymore. Next week's podcast, Ian's only doing that accent.
Yeah. Just bad, obscure Eastern European accent.
It's good.
If you don't keep it specific, it's not racist.
Yeah, keep it vague.
Because if it bounces around different regions...
There's safety in ambiguity.
Exactly. Yeah. See? You don't know what accent that is.
It's like Arnold just suffered a head injury.
He just got dropkicked.
Oh. Yeah. Did you see that guy that dropkicked him and just like bounced off? And Arnold's like, oh, I didn't notice.
Well, yeah. He didn't notice. He still like went forward and was like, ah.
That guy literally ran at him and jumped in the air and kicked him. And he barely moved. And he just like, huh, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he made some funny tweet about it. I love Arnold.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was our freaking governor.
He did a good job.
That's so weird. He was a governor of California.
Did he do a good job? I don't know what he did during his time.
I mean, we're still here, so I guess it worked out okay. I just love that, like, during his tenure as governor of California, all the airports had really annoying shirts because all of the shirts were like, the governator.
Yeah.
And it was just like, God, can we just get past this timeline?
I'd like to point out, though, that during his tenure, not once were we attacked by predators.
Same thing could be said about Jesse Ventura and wherever he was.
Yeah.
Minnesota. Like that.
Both of those, as soon as they took over, both of those places were entirely free of predator attacks during their entire term. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a coincidence, but.
And now we have a predator in the White House. Sorry.
No.
We'll cut that out.
No, leave it in.
Well, facts are facts.
I mean, it's just
politics
an opinion.
Are fun. Cool stuff.
I mean, I don't think we're going to...
I'm looking at you for guidance.
I don't expect to be invited to the White House, so I guess it's probably okay.
Hey, it's fine.
We were invited to the White House once, and they were like, you can meet Obama. And then we were like, oh, cool. And then they did like a background check, and they're like, you can't meet Obama.
Wait, what came up? What flagged you?
I have no idea.
No.
We did like a presidential rap. It was... it was this character we had a long time ago called Boxman, and he was running for president against John McCain and Barack Obama. And in it, he says a lot of very disparaging, totally untrue things about both John McCain and Barack Obama. And I don't remember a lot of it, but I know that like we said that John McCain smokes crack, and
it's one of those things.
Barack Obama has a chubby belly. And we just like photoshopped Barack looking fatter.
Like, wow,
it was hilarious.
That's a blatant lie. He's an in shape man.
Yeah, and we put cocaine dust all over. We made John McCain look like the crack guy from Dave Chappelle Show.
Oh, nice, okay. Tyrone Biggums.
Yeah, Tyrone Biggums.
And I'm sure like
and you think it
they
was
didn't
one
have
of
to
these
do a deep search. Yeah. All they had to do is search Smosh President, and then see what videos. Pop
I think
up.
That's what they did. I think that's what they did, and. So they said we couldn't meet Obama, but we can meet Joe Biden. And we're like,
hey, that's a win.
We're like,
you mean future president Joe Biden?
Yeah, we were just like, nah. We didn't go.
No thanks.
Like, no, we just want to meet
the picture Biden sad somewhere like,
why doesn't Smosh want us?
I love the Pokemon rap. I wanted to meet those guys.
Liking all your videos.
So you guys are both married.
Yes.
That we are.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Do you have any tips? Do you have any tips for me for when I finally find my heart and give it to someone
that
deserves
it? The big advice?
What's that?
Get married, but don't get married.
Oh,
because here's the thing.
Yeah.
When I got engaged,
okay.
1 month later, we had some friends of ours that saw us at a party and they came up and they gave us the advice. They're like, hey, we're so excited for you. We just got married to you. Just a heads up. Don't have a wedding.
What?
And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we put that money towards a house and we did this and we were able to do this.
Yeah.
And we had a big party. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then like talking to Kate, we're like, oh, we still had to spend way too much money on a wedding. But it's funny because like I, in the world of production, understand what a budget is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so we sat down one day early on and I was like, okay, so we're going to have a wedding. All right, so here's the budget. And then she's like, oh, yeah, here's the budget. And then we'll wind up spending more. I was like, no. Here's the budget. She's like, yeah, we have a budget and you always spend a little bit more than the budget. I was like, I don't think you know what a budget is.
So wait, Jovan, are you telling me you're the first person in existence to set a budget for a wedding?
And stay on? Well, no, he's saying he's the first person to stay on budget
for
a wedding.
No, because it didn't work. It doesn't happen. You never stay on budget. And I now understand. You can't stay on budget with a wedding.
Oh,
it's impossible.
And that's why we ended up freezing our asses off outside.
In Colorado,
In Colorado, after the sun went down. After it just rained.
Days before winter started. Yeah, no, that's... Yeah. And then he's like afterwards, like you have the wedding, it's nice and it's a wonderful thing. I don't regret it at all. I just don't remember it. Where that could have been, and then when we moved to the city that we moved to, like that could have been the difference. Like the money that we spent, I could have put that towards a larger place in a better city. And like that's the difference.
Or just a bigger down payment.
Yeah, bigger down payment with smaller. Like there's just weddings are great. Sure, whatever. But at the same time,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think generally a lot of people now. I mean, everybody says it, but I think they all just end up doing the wedding anyway.
Yeah, no, it always
like,
happens.
Everyone always says like, no, we'll just get eloped and then we'll throw a party for our friends.
That's the best idea.
That's what everybody says, but I feel like everyone's like, yeah, but like the ceremony would be nice. And pictures would be nice.
The evolution starts. It's like, we'll just have a small wedding with 15
wedding.
People. 15 people turns into 30 people. 30 people turns into 100
people.
Well,
we got to invite my cousins.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I know.
Spent so much money.
But like I enjoyed myself at your wedding. Like
it was a fun night.
We had a good amount of
we had a great time. It was fun. We lit a cauldron fire. It was great.
And the next morning we all went to Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita.
I don't know if I recommend that but you know.
No, Casa Bonita is amazing.
I enjoyed Casa Bonita as well.
I'm shaking my head vigorously.
For those of you that don't know what Casa Bonita is, I'll just
clearly
explain it.
Seen South
I'll
Park.
Just explain it really quickly. It was in a South Park episode. Essentially, it's a Mexican restaurant. It's 3 levels high. It's completely indoors. There is a pool in the center.
You don't get to go in the pool.
You don't get to go in the pool.
The performers do.
There are performers there, and it's sort of a Western recreation type thing. There's cowboys, but then there's also a gorilla named Chiquita.
And there's like a jungle section.
And there's people shooting. There's people. Occasionally, there'll be divers.
Yeah.
They'll go to the
high
third.
Divers.
They'll go to the third floor and jump off into this pool that's in the middle of the restaurant. They'll do like 3 flips, go into the water. The whole place, if you've ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, it smells terrible. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible, like
weird
40-year-old
plastic and resin.
Yeah, it's a 40-year-old chlorine smell.
Mm. Yeah.
And that place has been there since the 70s. I don't think it's ever been, I don't think the water's ever been changed.
Yeah.
There's also a fake indoor cave in there that exits out into a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you get your food on this tray. It's infamously known as having like the worst Mexican food.
The worst
ever.
Food.
It's pretty bad.
It's not great, but if you go in knowing it's bad, it's not bad.
What are the free desserts you get though?
Sopapillas.
Sopapillas.
So that's another. That's another draw of this thing. They have this. So at your table, you have this flag, and if you want sopapillas, you raise the flag, and they come with these little sopapillas, which are just fried bread.
I feel like we're really selling this place.
That's selling this place.
It's not a place that people should go to.
No, if you go to the Denver area, you must go to Casa Bonita. You will not. I will not guarantee that you will have a good time, but you must go.
Yes. Also, they do a promotion that not a lot of people know about. If the cliff diver misses and hits the rocks, free nachos for your whole table.
Yes.
So, yell stuff at him when he's.
I'm going back to. I'm actually kind of curious on what your wedding or your marriage advice would be for Ian.
Because
mine was just like, don't spend money.
Never go to bed angry. If you're about to go to bed angry with each other, just end the night with some light dueling.
Just duel.
See, I thought you were gonna have some real nice advice.
Good advice.
I was like, wow. No,
honestly,
that
is some cliche advice that I don't. My wife doesn't like that advice. She's like, no, I'm gonna go to bed angry, and I'll wake up not angry. I'm like, fine.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
Here's the actual advice I will give for you. There is no advice that works for every couple. Every couple is different. Find out what works for you. Because, sometimes, I agree with Jovan. Sometimes the person you're with just needs a night to clear their head, and then things are better in the morning. So, that advice might not work for everyone. So, find what works for you.
So, that wasn't advice. That was just you discounting his advice.
No, I said, I'm not discounting it. I said it probably worked. It said it works.
Your advice was that you shouldn't listen to advice because everybody's different.
Fine, his advice was don't spend a lot on a wedding, which is good universal advice. No matter who you don't spend a lot on a wedding. Yeah.
Put it towards real
estate.
That's the
only piece of universal advice, though. Everything else, take it with a grain of salt.
What's one thing that works for you in
What's
your
one thing that works for us? Still, you're not dating anymore, but still do date nights. Like, plan something out. Plan something, and here's the thing. Don't do it spur of the moment. Don't just be like, we have a free night, we should go out. Actually look at your calendar.
Yeah.
Be like, neither one of us are doing something X night. We should go do a thing we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is very, and you might say that's easy, but it is very easy once you're married to slip into the, we'll just figure something out on the fly, you know, when we have a free night together.
That's some solid advice.
Hey, thank you.
Lazycorn. I'll give you a little clap.
Oh, thanks. Golf clap.
Jovan, hit me with something better than that.
Don't get four dogs.
Oh, we just have to one-up each other now?
Don't
get four dogs.
Yeah, everyone knows that, Jovan. Everyone knows you don't get four dogs.
At three.
Don't get any dogs over 120 pounds.
Okay, well, I don't have a dog over 120 How much pounds. Is it? That's great. It's 120 pounds. It's not over.
110 pounds.
Dude, my big dog is the best dog. Scotty is a German Shepherd. Not a German Shepherd. It's a, I was thinking of Daisy.
St. Bernard.
Yeah, it's a St. Bernard. 120 pounds, but it is the biggest snuggle bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
St. Bernards are total.
It's great. It's just got a giant derpy face. And it's funny because all the gravity's taking their face down. And if I'm going to take her outside and she's excited to go outside, she'll just look up at me with her mouth down and just her face is drooping. I'm like, oh, That's my favorite dog. I have a favorite dog and I'm okay with that.
Giant dogs are the best.
They are. They're awesome.
Scotty is a cuddle bug, but I don't think I could deal with that monster in my house all of the time.
You got a good spread of
dogs.
Well,
here's the thing. You've only seen my dog when you come over and she's excited because Freya, the golden, will get really excited, so she'll get really excited. If Scotty's just by herself when she meets someone, it's excited for a few minutes, and then she's just there with them. Around the house, day to day, Scotty's cool. Just lies there and does her thing.
I agree. Yeah. Cool dog.
Yeah. And your Pomeranian's surprisingly not an asshole.
Yeah, no, it's a... She'll bark because it's a Pomeranian, so she'll do the barky thing every now and then. We can't get that out of her.
Mm.
But other than that, she's fine. She's the best.
Yeah.
Still not my favorite, but still good.
A little fluff
dogs.
Who would make a worse dad? And this is a question for Lasercorn. Who would make a worse dad? Myself or Jovan?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'm not gonna look at you. I'm not gonna try to like change your answer with my mind or anything. I'm just gonna let you speak honestly, Lasercorn.
This is rough. I don't know. Here's the thing is I've seen Jovan around his dogs. He's very affectionate with the dogs. So, like, that's a point in his favor.
You've also seen me around your child, but yeah, again, not trying to influence your answer.
That's true. But Ian came to Korean barbecue with my child once and didn't bring any present for my child. Ian would be the worst dad.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No present for Tyler, I remember now.
Ooh.
You terrible, terrible man, you.
Why would I bring a present to Korean barbecue?
Because
it's
going to
smell like Korean barbecue.
I don't know.
Tyler still smells like Korean barbecue from that night.
I had to make a decision, and there's no real frame of reference.
No, like, you're probably right. Yeah. Jovan would be a better dad. I kind of look at small humans, like, they're just kind of like there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you're not smart like an adult.
See, well, here's the thing. Like, I would be loving and present and I think a good dad, but also I'd be ready and not stop my kid from doing something dumb because I want to laugh when he gets hurt. Like, that's going to be me.
Yeah.
And you'll put it on the internet so we can like, all enjoy your
yeah,
child.
Like, it's like, I'm going to also, like, you know, go fail in life. Yeah, great. Yeah, that was it. Stupid. Like, and there's still some of that. So, like, you know.
Yeah, you're going to call your kid stupid?
Possibly.
All right, I think I'm the better dad.
Yes, I've changed my mind. It's now Ian. I forgot about Jovan's.
I would internalize. I would think my kid's stupid.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't tell him that to his face.
Like, I'm going to have a weird kid.
Unless I whiplash my kid. I'm saying not whip him, but I'm saying if I like, do unto, what was that actor's name?
Miles
Teller. If I was the Miles Teller, my child, and I was the J.K. Simmons of Whiplash.
Yeah.
I should really watch this movie so I can get your references.
Oh, it's great.
I hear it's awesome.
Fabulous movie.
I just remember, though, that Jovan consistently sends me gifts of children being hurt, which I think is a really bad sign.
Go to reddit.com/r/children falling over. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So I changed my answer to Ian.
No, you wouldn't want that because I follow an Instagram account called Kids Getting Hurt.
They'd both be terrible dads. Yeah. Neither one should reproduce.
There you go.
It's so great. You see so many kids doing what they call the scorpion.
Oh my god!
Because they're so bendy.
They move. They've got that forward momentum, and their legs just flip over, and their spine. Like, I can't do that now.
No,
as an adult,
no,
I can't.
So
do that.
Flexible.
Yeah, no, you would be crippled if that happened to you. If
they're so malleable, they just crunch it.
Summer games isn't over. I could still scorpion.
That's true. So, just one last question: like, where do you see Smosh Games going, and how would you like to? How would you like to...
Straight to hell.
Okay. What?
No.
All right, weird.
Seeing Kimmy at this trip has actually kind of reminded me how great it is to see the magic of new blood join.
Yeah.
And seeing more of, like, the blurred lines and seeing more Smosh people in Smosh Games videos and seeing what that character's like. Because we know, like, if Lasercorn and I are in a video, we know what that video is going to be like. But to see these new combinations and see this new fresh atmosphere and the fresh blood, really, it's just like, I'm excited to see what's next.
Yeah,
let's get Kimmy in some SG videos. Let's open the doors. Let's have some fun. Let's get weird. Let's see what can happen.
Yeah,
that might happen.
Let's change things up.
Yeah, I definitely see them moving into the future. Like we got like Smosh Games has to get on board with the future tech. The new VR man, have you seen the Quest
that went so well with us?
That's the first time I've ever wanted VR. Like all the other things, like I don't have a PC, so I didn't want to like invest in a VR thing. But now the Oculus Quest, I looked at it, I'm like, I actually kind of want that.
Into the future.
Yeah. All right. Well, into the future. That's the mantra we'll carry with Smosh Games. Into the future. If you guys aren't watching Smosh Summer Games, what the frick are you doing?
Listening to a podcast, apparently.
Go subscribe to Smosh Pit and Smosh Games. Go catch up because it's week 3. We got one more week of Smosh Games. We got one more week of Smosh Summer Games, baby. Why am I always burping right at the end? I don't get it.
It's extra air.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Smosh Summer Games Apocalypse.
Go back and watch the other ones. They used to be marathoning these.
Yeah, this has been a blast. I can't wait to see
what
happens.
We gotta find out if the streak ends, when it ends.
That's true.
It will never end. Spoiler. The streak will never end.
By the way, what was the hashtag we decided on?
It was, break the streak.
Break the streak.
Hashtag the streak is real.
So get in those comments, get on that Twitter, spread that hashtag, show your love. Also, if you want to show your love for which your favorite team.
Oh, right, right, right.
We got Mushroom Clout shirts and the Toxicity shirts.
Unbiased. I actually really do like my
They don't come with the nipples cut out like this.
No, thank God.
This is a personal alteration I made.
But if you hit up Lasergorn, he'll cut holes in them
for you. Yeah. I'll sign it and cut some nipples.
Please don't. Please don't.
We like our nipples. That'll be a special option.
Every one of us like our nipples covered. Thank you. So if you're not yet subscribed to the Smoshcast, please do so. You can subscribe on any of your favorite podcast things. And if you're watching this on YouTube, which comes out on Fridays, subscribe to the Smoshcast on YouTube. Do all that stuff. Hit a like. Punch that bell button so you know when a new video comes out. And thank you, Jovan and Lasercorn, for coming on.
Thank you for holding us hostage.
And best of luck with the rest of the games, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You
competition
too.
Back on.
You will need it.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.